Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. I hope 2021 is starting off great for you. I know I'm really excited about this year because I'm really clear about what my vision is and what my theme is for the year. And for me, I really want to focus on service. And that's why we've created the Academy. I think I spoke a little bit about this before. I definitely have shared it with you guys in our Facebook group, Empowering Women for Success. But I really created the Academy because a lot of women reached out to me wanting to work with me one-on-one or wanting to join our 12-week program. And, you know, it is time intensive for me and my team because it is a lot of one-on-one coaching. It's really tailored to the individual. And so it has a higher price point. And it was so heartbreaking for me to talk to women who just wanted in and really couldn't afford to make that financial investment. Now, of course, there's always going to be just a percentage of people who want in but have, you know, some money blockages. So they could, if they were really strategic about things, they could afford it, but they're just not mentally there. Their financial thermostat isn't there to invest that kind of money in themselves. And that's totally fine. But then there's also women that genuinely wanted to do it. And we were trying every different way to help them and support them to be able to say yes to our coaching. And it just was not viable, whether it was they were in a different country and just the exchange rate was just too significant. And their, you know, the cost of living there versus the cost of living in some of the Western countries was too much of a difference. And I really had to go back and ask myself, like, why do I do what I do? Like, why am I here? Why did I start Empowering Women for Success, the Instagram page and our Facebook group? Like, why? And it was always to empower women. And it just felt out of alignment to only be targeting women who had, you know, a couple thousand dollars to invest in their growth. Now, will women receive more than monetary value when they invest in themselves? 100%. Have 100% of the women that have gone through a program experienced transformational change? Guaranteed, 100%. However, that doesn't mean that everybody is in a position to put that money forward without creating a high level of financial anxiety. And so I was like, how can I serve the women? How can I show up and help and inspire and teach and equip these women for a crazy year up ahead? How can I do that at a fraction of the price, at a price that is literally affordable for everybody? Every single person can afford the Academy. And that's really where the idea came from. And so me and my team sat down and we're like, how can we do this? How can we give them so much value where they will say, I would have paid four or five times that amount? And how can we make it impactful? And how can we make it amazing? But how can we make it super, super affordable? And so the Academy is going to have one group coaching call per week and one meditation sent out to you every single month. And it's for only $33 US per month. Like, it is just so affordable. And of course, if that is too much of an investment for you right now, or you're just not ready, in our Facebook group, I go on live every single Monday and I do teach content there and give you skills that will prepare you to succeed in life. Okay, so if you haven't joined, please join. Get yourself comfortable in there. Allow my team to support you. Ask questions because this is your time to grow. Okay, let's get into it, guys. Let's talk about boundaries. Okay, boundaries is a huge one that always comes up. I mean, I've definitely experienced some resistance and challenges around boundaries, and I know my clients come to me for it all the time. So let's get into it. All right. First of all, I find that everyone struggles with boundaries. We either have rigid or porous boundaries. So rigid boundaries, just to give you a quick overview, would be
If you are someone that avoids intimacy and close relationships, you're someone that doesn't like to ask for help or reach out, you probably have a very few close friends, but even with your close friends, you're very protective of your personal information, and you may come across as detached, even from people that you were very intimate with, even your romantic partners, okay? And so someone who has rigid boundaries tends to keep people at a distance, and it's based on a fear of being rejected. Or what I see a lot, and what was definitely true for me, is there was a fear of rejection and also being rejected in the past and having or being hurt or betrayed or perceived betrayal in the past that then makes your boundaries too high. So then sometimes we flip-flop between having too porous boundaries, right? So someone who has porous boundaries, they overshare. They're like this open book to everybody. They have difficulty saying no to other people's requests. They're over-involved with other people's problems. They don't have, like, they don't make that distinction between this is not my stuff, this is not my mess, you know? They are too dependent on other people's opinions, and they tend to accept abuse or disrespect. Now, they, on the other hand, fear rejection, and so they fear it because if I don't comply, will the other person reject me, right? So it has opposite responses from people. However, what I tend to see is sometimes as women, you know, we want to be trusting and we want to be this, you know, we want to be in our feminine, and sometimes we are in our wounded feminine and we have these porous boundaries. We let too much in. We let the wrong men in, let's say, for example, and then we get really hurt. Now, some women will just keep getting hurt and keep having those porous boundaries. And then some women, like me, I went the opposite way. I went to having rigid boundaries where I was like, stay away from me. I wouldn't let guys in. You know, I remember being in relationships where guys would be like, I never know what you're thinking. Actually, most of my relationships were like that. You know, with Dan, I've been very conscious about having healthy boundaries and allowing him to come into my space and making him feel safe, right? Because what we do, those boundaries that we put up, guys, to protect ourselves from being hurt, also keep those who just want to love us out, okay? So what we want to do is establish healthy boundaries. So someone who can establish and maintain healthy boundaries is someone who like values their opinions, like their perspective, and they don't compromise their values for other people. And people with healthy boundaries will share, you know, an appropriate level of personal information. So they don't over or undershare. Okay, because here's the thing. Sometimes we think that I want to be trusting. I want to show that I'm like trustworthy. So I'm going to like share and I'm going to be really vulnerable. You can't just be vulnerable to anybody. Okay, and you don't just share your deepest, darkest secrets with anybody. People have to earn your trust. That doesn't mean you go into relationships skeptical, but people need to show you their character before you let them super in, because that's what a lot of women do. Is before someone has shown to us in a loving way their consistency and their ability to hold space for us, we go in there and we share everything, and we just like, we're this open book, and then we get hurt, and then we build up these rigid boundaries, okay? So someone with healthy boundaries also knows their personal wants and needs and then communicates them. And most importantly, they are accepting when other people say no. So if I have healthy boundaries, I can communicate them to you. But if you, you know, if that violates your boundaries, then I'm okay with that too. We can have open discussion. We can have open dialogue. I don't force my way on someone else, if that makes sense. So I think the key really to understanding boundaries and maintaining our own boundaries is to have a high level of self-awareness and to check in with ourselves regularly. Okay, so there are a couple questions that I would suggest that you ask. when you are in a situation where you're not sure if you feel really good about it, if you don't know if after certain situations you feel just like a little bit off or around certain people, we really want to reflect, okay? So here are a couple questions we can be asking. So how does this feel in my body? Okay, so when we're around certain people, you know, our body keeps a score. Our emotions get stored in our body. So if our body is having some like weird response, if you're having like, I don't know, like tense shoulders, I get tense shoulders around people, for example, that are not high vibe or that I don't get a good energy from, like I literally, my shoulders will hurt. So you can ask, how does this feel in my body? Or what are your thought patterns? Or how is your mindset impacted? For example, if you're around certain people and you just come out feeling like more negative or more critical or more skeptical, like check in with yourself to see how your mindset has been impacted. And another question to ask is, how does the presence of this person affect me? How do I feel when I leave this person? Okay, so it's just having that level of self-awareness, taking the time to ask how we feel in certain situations. Now, when we know, we can begin to set our boundaries. And there's different types of boundaries, and I'll cover a few here. So I categorize them in three areas. There's physical, emotional, and environmental. So physical is actually like, okay, where I'm going to be spending time with someone, like how much time I spend with someone. Another one could be how much time I work is like a physical boundary. Emotional is how much am I going to let a new person in before they have built that trust and we've built that reciprocal trust between each other. Like how much am I going to disclose, if that makes sense? How much am I going to let that person in, right? Because it's a balance. You don't want to be overly porous and just like let anybody in, but then you don't want to be rigid and then like be so distrusting that you're holding people out. So an emotional boundary is really important. And then the other thing is environmental. Like environment is something that is so important. You know, it's one third of the law of attraction is your environment. So what are your environmental boundaries? So if you are someone that likes to be in nature, that's a boundary. Like I need to get out in nature once a week, once a month, whatever it is for you. Or for me, for example, I really don't enjoy being in bars. There's nothing about it that I enjoy. Even if I'm going to go for lunch or for dinner, like the loudness of it, just the environment, the smell of alcohol, how loudly people have to speak, all of it is not my vibe. So if I'm invited to a situation like that, I know that I'm probably not going to want to go because it's just not my thing. And if it's something that's really important, like let's say it's someone's engagement party or someone's birthday, then I will go and set parameters around the time that I'm going to go because I know for me, it's not my jam. So I'll say like, I will go for an hour. Yes, I will come for an hour. Like, and I will go have my meal and I will give them a hug and give them their present. And then I'm out of there. Okay. So those are the three types of boundaries you can have. The other way we can look at this is once we have that self-awareness, if we've checked in with ourselves with what feels good and what doesn't feel good for us, now we can begin planning our proactive and reactive boundaries. So our proactive boundaries would be scheduling your week. Okay, so that's something that is a new thing for me this year. Like before, I would take my client calls almost any time within reason, right? So I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm available at 8 p.m. tomorrow. I'll take the call. Or, oh, sure, no problem. I'm available. And I would kind of just make myself available, especially for work. And I would be very flexible with that. And I've already communicated to my team this week that no, that's not going to happen anymore. And I've asked them to do the same. There's certain hours in the day and it's going to be like a 5-hour period when I'm available for meetings, for calls, for whatever. And that is the only time that I'm available. I don't want anything scheduled outside of those hours. That's my time. That's my family time. That's for my kids. That's for Dan. That's for my self-care and self-love, which is another big priority for me this year. So those are your proactive. It's kind of like, you know, you structure things the way you want them. You already know you're going to say no to certain things. Those are your proactive boundaries. Now your reactive boundaries come in place is when you have to maintain those boundaries. So it's when you, when someone asks you, oh, hey, can you do this thing later for me, and it's outside your work hours, or can you pick up my kids and it's this, or can you take this call then, or can you come to this party or whatever. Your reactive boundaries are, is can you maintain those outcomes that you had from those initial questions of what are your values? What is your core focus? What is your chief aim for the year? And acting in accordance with that. So your reactive boundaries are really just kind of testing how, you know, how much are you going to honor your word to yourself? How much are you going to follow what you said and keep that promise to yourself? And guys, this is probably the most important one, because in the moment, especially if you're a recovering people pleaser, in the moment, it's going to feel a lot more natural, and you're going to want to say that quick yes. And I'm going to encourage you with everything I have right now to say no with love, say no, and maintain that boundary. Because if you are not doing this on a consistent basis, I can tell you that's one of the reasons you are lacking confidence. Because if you are not treating your time and yourself with respect, why the hell is anybody else going to? Now, there again, it's a fine line. It's a dance, right? You want to do this with love, with elegance, with grace, and in your feminine essence. So it's not like if someone, okay, so after, I'll give you an example. So like, let's say, for example, I've said, these are the 5 hours that I'm going to work, not available after that. And I make it really clear to my team. Now, if my team, for some reason, schedules something like at 8 p.m., like, I'm not going to get all stank ass on them and be like, I told you, burp, burp. No, none of that. It is decline it on my Google Calendar and send them a note back. Sorry, this is my family time. We'll have to schedule this at another time. With love, right? No scolding of like, they should know better or anything like that. So there's, it's not even what you say, guys. It's how you say it. So you can say a loving no and people are going to respect you so much. Then a lot of times as women, we say resentful as fuck yeses. We're like, oh, yes. And then we feel so burdened by our yes. We're like, I said yes to babysitting her kids again. And oh my God, and her kids are always here and or whatever. I always pick up his work and, you know, I'm doing the bulk of the work. Well, then you shouldn't have said yes. We teach people how to treat us by the way we treat ourselves and the way in which we set and maintain our boundaries. So guys, if you want the worksheets on this, like I said, you can just DM me either on Instagram or Facebook, or join my Facebook group, Empowering Women for Success, and we can send it to you there. Also, make sure you join the Academy. What are you waiting for? This is going to be absolutely amazing. I literally have not seen anything this value packed available. I have not. And to be perfectly honest, a lot of people are like, what the heck are you doing? Like, it is way too cheap. You know, it costs you the same amount of money to attract, you know, a low paying client as it does to attract a high paying client. Why aren't you just going for your high end programs? And if I was just about making money, that may like feel okay. But my mission is to empower women all over the world at any income bracket, stay-at-home moms even. Okay, so absolutely transformational for you. I just know that it is. I am setting that intention for us, for all the women that join us. I'm holding that space for all of us to really create some massive shifts this year. And so if you have any questions, of course, just send me a DM on all the socials. I will definitely be there, but otherwise I'll see you on the inside.
Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.